Arch has told us. In the Cloak of Yisrael, day 3. Taken from the Zohar 141a. Avimelech found out, he was the king of the Plishtim, and he found out that Rivka was the wife of Yitzchok. So the Torah tells us, Vaitzav Avimelech has kolam leimor, and Avimelech commanded all the people saying, Anogeh b'ish hazeh uvishto mosimos, anyone who touches this person and his wife shall die. Because he saw Yitzchok was a holy person, and he was no one to mess with. Dor Chazi, come and see a high revelation. How the Holy One, blessed be He, lengthens with the wicked, means lengthens His anger, and He's patient not to punish them. Begin, how Tivu the Avidim Avin Kamoi, because of that good that He did with the previous fathers, meaning that Avimelech had done some good to Avram, the father of Yitzchok, because of that, He wasn't punished, even though He wanted to do something bad. Because he intended to take Rivka. Though begin da lo shlitu bo Yisrael ad labasa da in Vesroin. Because of this, they did not reign upon Israel till after the end generations. That it caused that the people of Avimelech were not ruled over by the Yidden till generations afterwards, and it could have happened earlier. Yo savad Avimelech da vetivu Yitzchok. It was fitting that Avimelech did good with Yitzchok. The lady told him, behold, my land is before you. Well, where is good in your eyes? Yehuda Omar, Yehuda says, Chaval alayudushayaya. Woe upon the wicked. He's looking at the same thing, but in a different light, from a different perspective. The tevusit alon lavi hushlim, that their goodness is not complete. Tochazi, come and see in revelation. Ephron, he was the one who sold to Avraham the Moras HaMachpelah, the cave which he buried Sarah in. Because Mesamad, first he said, Adoni Shmaini, my master, listen to me. Hasadena sati lach, the field I gave to you. Vamoro asherbo lechon satiya, and the cave in it I gave to you. Vabasamar, and afterwards he said, Eretz abam yos shekel kesef b'ni uvein chomam hi. A land, a piece of land for 400 pieces of silver, like what is betwixt us. In other words, first he said, I'll give it to you for nothing. Then he wanted money for it. See, Vayishkol Avram Lefron, and therefore it says Avraham paid Ephron 400 shekel kesef. He knew who he's dealing with. Ovel HaSocher, not only did he pay him a pretty price, but he paid him like from the best type of money. Something that Ephron was saying, oh, I'll take it for free. Ofachos over here, Ksiv V'kad Mesa. First it says, Hinyar Tzili Fonecha. Avimelech said, behold, my land before you. Live wherever you want. Afterwards, he said to him, Leich Meimona, get out of here. You're some too many yod, because you've increased very much from us. So you see, basically, that it's not a complete goodness that they give. Amalei, Rebbe Lazar. So the Rebbe Lazar said to him, said back, Dohu tivu davadi me. This was the good that he did with him. We could find another point that Avimelech did good with Yitzchok, and that merit, afterwards his people were saved from being ruled over till after a number of generations. What was it? Delo nosev midilei Avimelech klum. That Avimelech did not take from his at all. He didn't take anything from Yitzchak. V'shadrei b'chol memone. He sent him with all his money. Well, the boss, and afterwards, ozel basrei l'migzer mekiyim. He went after him to establish with him a covenant. So at that point, we find something good with him. Vamer b'lazer, and said b'lazer, yos avid Yitzchak. Yitzchak did fittingly. Doha begin di yada, raza di chachmasa, because he knew the secret of wisdom, Ishtadl v'chofer beira d'mayin, he strove, and he dug a well of water. Begin l'istakfo behem nusa k'diko yos, in order to strengthen in faith as is fitting. Because whatever is done in this world below accomplishes above. And the symbolism and what is awakened spiritually in the worlds below and worlds above through digging a well in the world beneath is to draw from the well of faith. Faith is called like a well. It brings to us a spring of the infinite light of Hashem, which is compared to like water, because water has no shape or form, so it's like the infinite light that is completely ungraspable and has no vessels and cannot be defined. And it's flowing like from a well, represents the flowing of this light that brings us to faith, to feel Hashem, to experience Hashem. So Yitzchak did this, v'chein Avraham, and also Avraham, ishtadol v'chofer beira d'maya, he strove, and he dug a well of water to reveal the faith. We find that they both did this in the land of Avimelech, because it says that Avimelech was king of the Plishtim. Plishtim is 10 times Elohim in Gematria, 860, representing Elohim's name of Din, that the Plishtim were absolute judgment, which is drawn from the, ultimately, from the empty vacuum, which is as if it were, is devoid of Hashem's presence. That's why they're called Plishtim, which means like Mavim Foolish, it's brought in the commentaries, which is like an emptied out alleyway, representing to the empty sphere of space that was created through the Ein Sof, infinite light, voiding itself, as if it were, of there in order to create the arena of existence, to create space itself. So in that place where Hashem is most hidden, that's specifically where the fathers, the patriarchs, dug a well to reveal the faith over there, because that was their special qualities, where Nachman explains, to have faith in Hashem in the place where we cannot understand Him, we cannot grasp Him, specifically in the empty vacuum. That's the special thing about the fathers. Yaakov Ashkechleim, and it says that in the Kutim Ran, Torah Lesson 64. Yaakov Ashkechleim Mestakin V'Yosef Alei. Yaakov found it fixed up. The face was already fixed up by Avram Yitzchok. Avram from the right side of the empty vacuum, side of Chesed. Yitzchok from the left side of the empty vacuum, side of Gvura. So Yaakov in the middle found everything fixed up. V'Yosef Alei, and he sat upon it to continue in the middle, Tiferes, the balanced revelation of Hashem's light in the universe. V'kulu ozlu basrei, and they all went after him, all the generations, the tribes, until this very day. V'shtadlu, begin l'stakfo b'im nusa shalem tukat koyos, and they strove in order to strengthen in complete faith as is fitting, which means to make all the light of the Ein Sof shine to all the spheros, all the way down to the Malchus. So we see a complete revelation of Hashem's presence above and below in all places of reality. V'hashta, now Yisrael stakfu bei barazei d'bekudei d'raisa. Israel strengthened it in the secret of the commandments of the Torah, that now what the fathers, what the forefathers drew through their faith, we have to actualize, not only through believing, but through fulfilling the commandments. Through that we draw this light of faith into every detail of existence. For example, we take an apple, we make a blessing upon it, we eat it for the honor of Hashem, reveals Hashem's presence in that apple. We take the wool of sheep, we make it into tzitzis, it reveals the light of faith, infinite light in that part of existence. And so it is, every part of the world has with it mitzvah's commandments. Kegon b'chol, l'chol yom v'yom u'stakov b'anosh b'tzitzis. That's what Zohar says, like for example, every single day a person is strong tzitzis. To hear mitzvah, it is a commandment, b'anosh y'satif b'in, a person wraps himself with it. He wraps himself with the surrounding light, infinite light of Hashem. He surrounded, he feels Hashem in every place. So he reveals Hashem's presence inside of the wool of the sheep. Hachinam, he also similarly betfili. In the tefillin phylacteries, the monach hareshet, he puts upon his head, withdraw in his arms. And they are made out of animal skins, reveals Hashem in that part of the world. Dinan raza ilo, that they are a supernal secret, they drew upon him his awesome lights of bina. The mochin of zeranpin, and all the things the Rizal explains, and all the things beyond that we don't even know. Kedekor chazi, as is fitting. There's an intrinsic attachment to Hashem that putting on the tefillin brings a person to. Begin the kutcher b'chu, yishtachach b'i b'manosh, yisatah b'i b'tefilloi. Because the Holy Blessed Be He is found with a person that is crowned in the tefillin. It's called crowned because they bring him also surrounding lights. V'isatif b'tzitzis, and is enwrapped in the tzitzis. V'kula razav neim nusa ilor, it's all the secret of supernal faith, which means we're doing something in this world, draws a light, a revelation of the Shekhinah down below. Because of this, Mandalo Satif Bahai, one who is not enwrapped in this, meaning in the Sitzis Lo Satir, and he's not crowned being in the Tefillin. And their unit, Sitzis and Tefillin, that's why the Zohar mentions them together, like a right and left side dynamic. It says in the Eishes Chayil, the end of Proverbs, it's a little poem speaking about a woman of valor. It says, Ki Chol Beisol Lavushonim, that all of her house, referring to speaking about the woman of valor, is a Shechina, all of her house, all of her people. Lavushonim are clothed in, shani means like type of silk garments, but also means shani mishnayim, in doubled garments, meaning they have double quality. So the Medrash explains this, listing many mitzvahs that are related to each other and come as a duo, a dynamic duo, a team. So tefillin and tzitzis go together, they're right, left side dynamic relative to each other. Tefillin on the right side, and the tzitzis on the left side. Istakfa b'tfili, to be strong, the tefillin b'chol yoma, every day. And as we see from this, the Zohar, a source, this that a person is supposed to put on tefillin every day, even though the Torah just says wear tefillin. We know from that supposed to wear tefillin every single second that you can. So if so, how do you know that a person is obligated to put them on every day? And it might have a practical application. For example, if a person had a choice of wearing tefillin on one day for 2 hours, or he could wear tefillin on one day for half an hour, another day for another half an hour. So altogether, out of the 2 days, he only has 1 hour of tefillin, which is less than the 2 hours of tefillin he could wear on one day. On the other hand, if he only wears them half an hour each of the 2 days, he's worn them both days. And if he puts it on for 2 hours for whatever reason, speaking about such a case where they're unavailable to him and he only had this option, he wouldn't be wearing tefillin. Second day, you see from this, he's supposed to try to make sure to wear tefillin every day. So, damileid lo sharia me musa. So, a person who doesn't put on tefillin, he appears as if it doesn't rest upon him faith, because it's not enough to be what we call a cardiac Jew, to believe in the heart. After Hashem gave us the Torah, the faith, the well of faith, the drawing of the infinite light that was started, was planted by the fathers, it was dug out in its root, we have to draw it into action through doing mitzvahs. So the faith, as if it doesn't rest on us, because it doesn't, it's not drawn and actualized, doesn't materialize unless we draw it into actually doing, fulfilling the Torah and doing mitzvahs. V'sadi v'nei, it was held from him, t'chilu d'more, the fear of his master. And his prayer is not a prayer as it's fitting. It doesn't say it's not a prayer at all, but it's not fitting because he doesn't fulfill the Torah. Coming to Hashem to be attached to him in prayer, you should try and do his will through doing the Torah, through doing mitzvahs. Begin, kach, because of this, avhu, avin, the forefathers, avhu, mistakvi, gomim, nusa, yilot, they were strengthened amidst this eternal faith. They drew from the malchus, from the light of the Shekhinah, divine presence in the world, from its root. Begin the beire, yilot, derozim, nusa, shlem, to shari, bay, because the supernal well of the secret of faith, of complete faith, dwelled upon. Dwells in it, which means they drew from the, what's called the Malchus of the Ein Sof, the infinite light of Hashem, that's hidden inside of the empty vacuum. And through that, they drew it down to Malchus of Atzilus, the center, the focal point, the vortex of all the connection between worlds above and world below, till finally it's drawn into this world, and we're able to perceive Hashem in everything. So that a person could be any part of the world, be doing business, could be in the Dow Jones on Wall Street, looking at the stocks, the ticker tape, and he can find Hashem and serve Hashem from that place also, and cause the Shekhinah to rest through doing that. And attach himself to Hashem, be aware of Hashem from that place and every other place of existence.